This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas delegation will visit Cairo on Monday for talks aimed at securing a ceasefire, a Hamas official told Reuters on Sunday, as mediators stepped up efforts to reach a deal ahead of an expected Israeli assault on the southern city of Rafah. The official said the delegation would discuss a ceasefire proposal handed by Hamas to mediators from Qatar and Egypt, as well as Israel's response. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the Middle East on Sunday with hopes his meetings with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia can help bring a pause to the Israel-Gaza war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. is trying to help broker a ceasefire deal to at least pause the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
That gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring.
There's growing international pressure for a hostage release and ceasefire deal to avert a planned Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. President Biden, with 17 other world leaders, sent Hamas leaders a letter urging them to release the hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The amount of humanitarian aid going into the Gaza Strip will be ramped up in coming days, Israel's military said on Sunday.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
Israeli military spokesperson Rear